Welcome to ADHD is Over, a new podcast on a seemingly old label that we're going to be peeling off. Join my wife, Tatiana, and I as we journey with our family, the Wyden family, through the land of confusing information. We're going to visit both sides and let you decide because the power is with you. Welcome to ADHD is Over.
Welcome back to the podcast. If you're returning, hello, hello, welcome back. If you're new, a warm welcome. Welcome to our podcast, ADHD is Over. Today's episode is about where are the men? Hello, where are the men? What do I mean by that? Well, exactly what I'm saying. Where are the men? When it comes to ADHD, most of the engagement, this is 90%+ of engagement that I get from listeners through email, from the statistics, from engagement on Facebook, and from conversations I have with parents that I coach, families I coach, 90%+ of the engagement comes from women. Now, I know you're saying not everything's binary. Yes, there's non-binary, this very small percentage. But in our case, 90%+ of mothers are the ones reaching out, engaging. Where are the men? You know, the majority of children diagnosed with this so-called disorder, ADHD, in the United States and in other countries, but I'm going to use these numbers because I'm in the United States, the majority are boys. Where are the men? It is crucial for a young boy to have a role model, obviously, and especially the father is the numero uno, is the man. The Superman at times, right? Kids think their parents are superheroes. A young boy will model, right? Or the father will model and the son follows. Now, where are the men? And yes, there are situations where men take off. Men are not in the families no more. They are not around to parent. They're absent. But we're going to park that, you know, on the side here for a minute. And I want to focus on the men that are still part of the family, right? Still part of the marriage, still part of the partnership. Maybe it's an amicable co-parenting situation. Men that are still there, yet they are not there. Where are the men? How come 90%+ of the engagement comes from women? Mothers of sons. Well, I'm asking you, where are the men? Reach out to me. Write me an email. hello@adhdsover.com or go to the website. Send an email and share with me, especially if you're a man. Let me know how come you are listening to the podcast. How come you are showing up? I want to know from those of you who are showing up. I'm not saying no men are showing up, but very few. And I want to hear from the women, the mothers, the wives, the partners. Why is your partner, your son's father, and also for girls, why are they not showing up? Why are they not engaged in this process? Now, I know that we could easily say, oh, well, he works too much, or he's busy, or I'm the one home with the kids, right? And we don't want to slip into this sort of old worldview of like, well, he works and she's at home, so she should take care of that, right? No, really, I'm talking emotionally. I'm talking spiritually, psychologically, physically. Where are the men? Really, enlighten me. Send me an email. Send me a study. Send me something. Enlighten me around why the men are pretty much absent. Here's one thing I noticed. In my upbringing, I had a very peaceful, calm father. I won't go too much into detail in his background, but he was very passive when it came to discipline. And it would be easy to judge and say, oh, what are you saying, Roman? Men should discipline, women shouldn't. No, there's no should here. But in my opinion, when we have boys, it is the father's job to put down his foot and teach his son manners, respect, boundaries, all of that, the masculine. It is a man's job. A mother cannot do that. Now, you can get all twisted up here in the gender identity discussion, or in the, well, this is how it used to be, and those are old labels and blah, 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 bullshit. Bull dash shit. A man is the one to discipline, raise, shape, form, role model for his son. And when men are absent and leave the quote-unquote parenting or disciplining to the mothers of the son, the mothers have to step into their masculine, meaning, don't get bent out of shape. A lot of people do, and I talk about masculine, feminine energy. We both, each human being, by the way, doesn't matter what gender you are, each human being has a masculine and feminine energy inside. It's the yin and yang, right? We kind of go in and out of masculine, feminine. And I'm not an expert on this. I'd be happy to point you towards an expert should you want to know more about it. But we have both energies. Every human being does. And when a woman is, I hate to say forced, but finds the need to step into the disciplinary to discipline her son, she's in the masculine, not where she should be. That's the father's job. So for us men, where are we? Where are the men when it comes to this journey of healing our sons from this so-called deceiver, from disorder, from this behavior, right? The ADHD type of behavior. When we're working on calming the nervous system and getting our children like to focus on the present moment, right? To get them to pay attention so they can manifest in this world what they want to create. Because without attention, there's no manifesting. We can't create a great life that we dream of without being in charge, in control of our attention. So where are the men supporting their boys in that? It is baffling to me that most of the time when I coach, I work with mothers only. Fathers are not interested, not available. And even when they say, I'm not available, I'm too busy at work, bullshit. That is simply an avoidance. There are ways to be present even if we're really busy. It doesn't take much. But I can usually sense it. And this is not to badmouth or blame men. This is an invitation to men to join together with their partners in this, join them on this journey. This is not a solo journey for the mothers. A lot of mothers I talk to are tired, exhausted, frustrated. They've had it because they're doing it all by themselves. They're also doing part of the men's job, the father's job. The disciplinary should not be the woman in this case. And this is not an old world view. This has nothing to do with the 50s and, oh, a man should be the disciplinary and women should stay home. No. This has nothing to do with that. This is simply energetic. This is a father energetically with his masculinity, healthy masculinity. That's what I work with my clients, working on healthy masculinity. By the way, there is no toxic masculinity. Hate that term. There's only the wounded masculine, young boys who are wounded, who haven't processed and healed their wounds. So therefore, they have what we label as toxic behavior, but it's really boys trying to be men. The true masculine is never toxic. It's impossible. But that's what I'm talking about. Boys need these healed wounds by their fathers. Otherwise, they will repeat the same wounded behavior. And when there's no discipline, when there are no boundaries, when the role model is weak and lazy and not available, we end up with boys who act out, who end up getting kicked out of schools, who end up getting in trouble. And then we blame the ADHD. Oh, because he has ADHD. No, that's not why. And I'm not saying men or fathers are the reason why boys have ADHD. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is their absence will further inflame that condition. Inflame meaning it will enhance it, bring it out. It'll make the, what we call ADHD behavior, louder and more visible. And then we say the child has a problem, the child's brain is broken. That's not true. So again, enlighten me. Where are the men? If you are a man, or identify as a man, or are a father of a son with ADHD or a daughter, write to me. Email hello@ADHDsover.com. If you're a woman, if you're a mother of a son or daughter with ADHD and you're frustrated and tired and you're asking yourself, where's my husband? Where's my partner? Where are the men? Write to me. Let me know. If you have a good study to share about that, please share it. I'm open. I love reading those studies. I love reading articles about it. Where are the men? Let me know. I'm going to leave it at this. Have a great day, and until next time, cheers.